Hi, I'm Johns Hopkins with Baltimore Heritage. Welcome to 5 minutes of Baltimore history on WYPR. If you've ever been to the Waverly Farmers Market on a Saturday morning and ventured, say, a block or two into Charles Village, you no doubt have been struck by row houses with over-the-top colors. A porch might have spindles with greens and yellows and different shades of red on a single spindle. The cornice might also have two or three or more colors, maybe matching the porch, maybe not. What these houses are painted ladies. We've got a lot of them in Charles Village and Barkley and Old Goucher, but we have to start our story about painted ladies almost 200 years ago on the other side of the continent in San Francisco. In the years following the 1849 gold rush in California, San Francisco's population swelled. In just one year, 1849, for example, the city went from 800 inhabitants to 25,000. All of these people, of course, needed places to live. And in the 1860s and 70s, San Francisco exploded with new houses, and a lot of them were built in the hip architectural style of the time, Queen Anne Victorian. Queen Anne houses are known for their frilly doodads. They've got brackets and gingerbread gables on their roof lines, spindles and balustrades on the porches, on the first floor, and even on the upper floors. They've got bay windows and all sorts of stuff going on. Perfect for coloring. An original, many of them were painted in what one newspaper in San Francisco in 1885 called loud colors of reds and blues, and especially, quote-unquote, uncouth yellow. The stodgy newspaper people, however, eventually got their drab way. After World War II, the battleship gray paint that was used on ships in the war made its way throughout the city, and bright yellows gave way to rainy day gray. But then came the 1960s, and a gentleman and artist named Butch Cardin, this being the 60s in California and all, Mr. Cardin decided to spruce up some of the frilly Queen Anne houses with a splash of color. He meticulously painted the spindles and gingerbread and whatnot with lime greens and golds and turquoises, and he attracted other artists to his public color campaign. They became known as the Colorists, and with recruits and converts over the next several years, entire blocks and almost entire neighborhoods got converted into a cornucopia of painted houses. As for the term painted ladies, that got coined in a 1978 book on San Francisco architecture with the fabulous name Painted Ladies, San Francisco's Resplendent Victorians. From San Francisco, the painting wave took off, and you can find painted ladies in Lafayette Square in St. Louis, the Columbia Tusculum neighborhood in Cincinnati, and Forest Park in Springfield, Massachusetts, and, for the last 35 or so years, in Charles Village, Baltimore. Our painted ladies got their start when a woman named Lisa Simeone painted her brown house with multiple colors. Like in San Francisco after World War II, many of our Queen Anne houses got coats of paint left over from our shipyards, only our colors were more browns than grays. Miss Simeone then became kind of a painted lady evangelist. She walked around her neighborhood leaving copies of the painted ladies' architecture book on people's porches so they might envision what their house would look like in a Kodachrome way. And then in 1998, with friends and neighbors Steve and Linda Rivelis and Donna Cobb, they helped their neighborhood sponsor a painted ladies contest, complete with prize money for things like best front door and best porch spindles. With local stores offering discounts on paint for participants, the number of painting ladies rose to 40, and then 60, and then more, and it's still growing. So the next time you're at the Waverly Farmers Market, or on the Hopkins campus, or along University Parkway, or really anywhere in central Baltimore, take a moment, get out on the sidewalk, and go looking for these fantastic and meticulously dressed up Baltimore painted ladies. For more information on painted ladies, check out Baltimore Heritage's 5-minute history videos at baltimoreheritage.org. I'm Johns Hopkins for Baltimore Public Media.